All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
Friday, April 26th, and the New York Yankees were in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. Aaron Judge's birthday, and the Yankees were bringing the lumber tonight. But would it be enough for Luis Gil, who struggled with the long ball himself? My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
How's it going, everybody? Not going too well over here, I can tell you that much. That was a bummer. That was an absolute bummer. Yankees lost a pretty tight game, a pretty fun game, back and forth game, but not enough pitching. One pitcher short. And this is one of those other 62 that Chain called about this morning on the voicemail show. Yankees could have won, but they let it slip through their fingers. With you about an hour later than usual, maybe almost 2 hours later than usual, because of the late start time. Thank you for spending your Friday evening with me. Might not do a voicemail show in the morning. It'll probably be a little bit later in the afternoon because I want to sleep in a little bit tomorrow. Yankees flat out gave this game away. They led multiple times and blew the lead multiple times. Another tough night for Aaron Judge on his birthday. He goes 0-for-4 with two strikeouts, now hitting 178. Gleyber Torres has gone from slow start to being on the fast track to playing himself out of New York. He was 0-for-5, hitting 192, OPS of 495. He has less extra base hits this season than the guy who finished this game on the mound for the Yankees, Michael Tonkin, has DFAs. That's a hard stat to believe. Two extra base hits for Gleyber, three DFAs for Tonkin. This was just a wild game. Got started right away for the Yankees. Juan Soto, opposite field home run. I love that he never takes a day off. He's just in there and mashing every single day. Nice piece of hitting. You see a fastball away, barrels it up, stays with it. His seventh home run of the year. Opposite field shot, 398 feet. But Luis Gil dealing in the first inning, couple of strikeouts. Fastball was good early. He really only had, a couple bad pitches tonight, but they hurt him. Verdugo went deep. He's getting better and better every day. OPS around 783 right now. Nice piece of hitting. Down and in, that's deadly to left-handed hitters. Very easy for them to do damage, just dropping the bat on it. And you see him go 384 feet into the first row, or lower deck, rather. Luis Gil, I get amped up every time he pitches now because his stuff is just electric. He gets a lot of strikeouts. See him getting Gary Sanchez there. But he had some trouble with the long ball tonight. First time this season that he's really been hit. He hadn't allowed any home runs coming into tonight's game. And then he gave up two home runs in the game had no trouble with Gary Sanchez, though. We're at number 99. Big first hit for Trent Grisham as a Yankee. Three-run home run. Ball was just absolutely flying out of the ballpark tonight. Shocked Aaron Judge didn't go deep on his birthday. But that was a huge hit at the time. I had him kind of queued up to probably win the belt if the Yankees won because of the three runs he brought in. 404 feet. He just missed a home run the pitch before that on a foul ball. But the Yankees gave it away. Heel came in for the sixth. Probably shouldn't have been in. Allowed a double to Sanchez. Sanchez came around scoring a sack fly. Yankees, threatened a few times after that. They took the lead again later, but could not finish it off. Clay Holmes was outstanding tonight. Only threw 10 pitches, but for some reason came out of the game. And Giancarlo Stanton had a huge pinch hit double. 113 miles an hour off the bat. Gets by the left fielder. They used to say that Lou Gehrig hit the ball by outfielders like they were infielders. That's what that was, for Stanton. And here's Tonkin. Unbelievable. Came in the game. He's been DFA'd a million times already this year. And just absolutely blew it. So Before we get to the blow-by-blow and the key takeaways, I want to get to a few other things. First of all, we got some news today of the extraterrestrial variety. Before the game, we found out that Jason Dominguez is throwing from 135 feet, and he's a few weeks away from a minor league rehab assignment. Once you begin a rehab assignment, you have 30 days to either be called up or optioned. Either the rehab ends in 30 days. So if they call him up, by my calculations, it'll be around June 15th. If they call him up at the end of his rehab, he might get sent down. You might see him around the All-Star break. But I do expect that we'll see him mid-summer. Also, remember to like and subscribe if you're new here. We're here after pretty much every game. We're going to have Terrence on, my co-host from another coast. He's going to be on tomorrow night. And then Sunday, hoping to have Ryan Garcia from Fireside Yankees in the evening. That'll be fun. Do a little bit of season in review so far. But let's go ahead and get to the blow-by-blow. Right, a lot to talk about. Got a lot of comments on Glaber in the chat. Got a lot of comments on Boone. Very interesting moves tonight. So, obviously, Soto and Verdugo with the home runs early. I got to say, Soto continues to play well. Pay him.
Pay that man his money.
Tough night for Luis Gil. 5 earned runs. And just, you know, hit too many bats. You know, he had some good stuff. He did, to his credit, settle in after he gave up a couple of home runs. But overall, I think that he's done a nice job this year. The ERA is sitting at 4.01. 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts tonight. The 2 home runs were obviously what ruined an otherwise solid night. Command wasn't bad. Strikeout stuff was there. Obviously more strikeouts than innings pitched this season. 4.01 ERA, 24 and two-thirds innings, 35 strikeouts, 19 walks on the year. So, I mean, for a number 5 starter in the rotation and a guy who made the team out of spring training, that's really not bad through 5 starts. You know, and he's stepping in for Gerrit Cole. So, I mean, his numbers aren't going to be what Gerrit Cole's were, probably. I mean, it's conceivable that Gerrit Cole could have a 4.01 ERA through 5 starts, but last year through 5 starts, it was 0.79. He's usually a very fast starter, and then he hits a wall at some point, and then he regains it down the stretch. But I think Luis Gil has done a solid job. Most teams in the league would kill to have a fifth starter with that kind of potential. So anxious to see what he can do going forward. The big swing tonight was Trent Grisham, his first home run as a Yankee. 3-run shot. Yankees also had a couple of solo shots, but otherwise, no scoring. Doesn't look like, well, Stanton, RBI double, pinch hit. Yeah, I mean, you got to get more guys on base and drive them in. You know, can't rely on the home run all the time. That's been a problem for years. But Marinaccio did a good job out of the bullpen tonight. Santana did a nice job out of the bullpen tonight. Caleb Ferguson was good out of the bullpen tonight. Clay Holmes was phenomenal in the ninth inning to send the game to extra innings. And then in the top of the 10th, he got the big double from Giancarlo to bring in the automatic runner. 113 miles an hour off the bat, scalded. He was 3-for-42 as a pinch hitter before that at bat. And as Ken Singleton would say, now he's 1-for-1. Then Michael Tonkin. This was a head-scratcher to me. I don't even know why he's on the roster. He's been designated for assignment 3 times this year. First 2 pitches were a wild pitch and a pitch clock violation. I just don't get it. He served up the tying run in the 10th inning, and then after the Yankees failed to score in the 11th, he served up the go-ahead run. I mean, where is anybody other than the guy who's been released 3 times this year? Hamilton, maybe? Luke Weaver, maybe? I mean, I get they might be a little tired. They've pitched a lot recently, but I know this guy's name. I never heard of him. He looks like he should be selling pills behind a 7-Eleven. Who is this guy? Jesus.
It stinks.
Yankees lose a heartbreaker in extra innings 7-6.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
You get nothing.
Harris says,
first, you're last.
Boone is a clown. The offense sucks. This team is poop. Well, I wouldn't go that far. You got a couple of those things right. Boone definitely just a head scratcher of an opinion. And, you know, offense did put up 6 runs. I mean, that's above average for a game. That's pretty good. You know, but 3 home runs. But once again, failed to get the big hit with runners in scoring position. Eddie Ferraro says, I'm afraid we're watching the glorified 2023 Yankees again. Time will tell, my friend. Super chat from the Earl of Demise says, I don't want to hear the excuses for Judge anymore. The guy's killing us right now. It doesn't make you a bad fan to point out his bad play. How many at-bats are we going to excuse him? Switch him / Soto. First of all, thank you for the dono. Second of all, it's the guy's birthday. Let's be easy. No, I mean, look, he's had a bad month. I think given what he's done in his career, you know, we could pull up his career numbers. And we look at his numbers for the season so far. 178, 4 home runs, 13 RBIs, now 101 at-bats. But for his career, the guy has 261 home runs. He's a career 278 hitter, 393 on-base percentage. He's got a career OPS of 972. Can we give the guy a little bit of slack? So he's had a bad month. So what? So what? Guys have bad months. That happens in baseball. It happens in every sport. I'm not ready to give up on our captain after a bad April. But yes, he does need to get it going. Shub says, 31 double plays in 27 games is just ridiculous. Yeah, the double plays have been absolutely killing the Yankees. Appreciate it.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Kathy Casper says, Brewers, not a good team. I'm going to push back on that. They're in first place.
Just a bit outside.
They're 17-8. They got a better record than we do. So they're a solid team. And Kanye East, that's a funny, says Judge deserves some slack. David Paez says, the voicemails are going to crucify Torres tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to sleep in. So if you get this in the morning, if you're watching this in the morning, feel free to call in, even if it's 9, 10 a.m. I'm doing a podcast with my buddy tomorrow. I'm going to put this up for just a second. You might hear some music. We're doing a review of the movie Uncut Gems, which we're going to be doing on virtual tomorrow. So I was working on that a little bit tonight. But here comes the music again. Hang on just a second. But we're going to be filming that tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. And then after that, after I finish processing that, I'm going to do the voicemail show. So anyway, Melon Lord says, when should we start to worry about Judge? If he had like worry about him in what facet, right? If like, he might not have a great season because he's already had a bad month. I'd say you can worry that he'll have a bad season and that he's going to hit 200 when he's hitting 200 in late June, right? If it takes him 3 months to get it together, there's obviously something wrong. But I think he's going to put it together, like, you know, very, very soon. And I've been saying that. I realize I've been saying that. It's coming. 972 career OPS. That's not an accident. You just don't forget how to hit. The only thing that worries me about Judge is whether or not he's dealing with an injury. So, anyway. Ton Tao says, I don't mind Judge slumping, but he can absolutely not bat behind Soto right now. What are you going to do with him?
Just a bit.
What are you going to do with him? You swap him? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe you give him a little bit of protection. But Soto's raking in his spot. So the only way, like, I don't want to move Soto right now because he's hitting like 327 or something, right? I mean, what's Soto hitting right now? Soto's hitting 324 in the number 2 spot. He's obviously comfortable. He's got 7 home runs, 437 on base percentage, 1.025 OPS. He's obviously getting pitches to hit in front of Judge, and he's still drawing his walks. How many walks does he have this year? He's got 22 walks in 27 games. He's going to walk over 100 times. He's doing a great job in the number two spot. If you start playing with the lineup, you're going to screw guys up who don't need to be screwed up. I think you got to just keep running him out there. He's your captain. You got to keep running him out there and hope he gets better. You know? He's obviously pressing. The mechanics were starting to come around a little bit against the A's. And now he's, you know, back. He didn't look great tonight. Took some, you know, pitches that he should have swung at. Swung through some pitches that he should have hit. But he'll get it together. I mean, the guy just is, he's not going to completely lose it in 1 month. So, anyway. James G says, big ups to Stanton tonight.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
Big hit for Giancarlo. Big hit. A lot of people down on Boone tonight, and I get it. I'm not usually one of those guys who beats up on the manager, even though I pretty much every year post a video titled Fire Aaron Boone Now Please Today or whatever. But going to Tonkin there doesn't make any sense. Even having this guy on the team doesn't make any sense. This guy is not a major league pitcher. And you see that by how often he's getting released. So, anyway, he's a bum. Ray Rard says, Judge has a track record, so he must play to his career stats at some point. Yes, yes.
Absolutely, hey.
Funny Impala says, I'm so sick of the Ghost Runner in extra innings. At least it adds action. Like, it makes the extra innings fun, you know? The Yankees just suck at winning in extra innings. They just, because they don't hit for enough contact. And that's been a problem. And that's going to be a problem. And they don't have enough strikeout guys at the end of the bullpen the last couple of years. So they're not good in extra innings. So. Doug Rao says, just waiting for Tonkin to be DFA'd again. You might not be waiting long. In fact, check the PR Twitter for the Yankees. I'm sure it's coming in the next, you know, few minutes. All right, let's wrap this up. It's almost midnight.
I gotta get out of here.
My Yankee 7 Marrero says 0-for-19 between Volpe, Judge, Rizzo, Torres. It's not what you want. I concur. It is not what you want. Dave Bonilla says Tonkin looks like an extra in a baseball movie.
Game over, man. Game over.
He looks like an extra at a bar in a baseball movie, like where, you know, the team is at a bar drinking and he's the guy, you know, serving the table drinks. That's what he looks like. He doesn't look anything like a Major League Baseball player. Shitty rat mustache, too. Get him off of it. Get him off the team. He's done. All right, guys. Yikes. Seth says, Judge, 8 grounded to double plays, GIDPs. 8. Jesus, that's a lot for... How many games is this now? How many games? That's 27 games. Wow. So basically, one every 3 games, roughly. That's not good. That's not what you want. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call it a night. Tune in after the podcast or after the game tomorrow for a new podcast. Remember, like, subscribe, all that stuff. Have a great evening. Happy birthday to Aaron Judge. Let's get some hits tomorrow. I'll see you guys next time.